Well, as part of the latest relief package, Congress renewed the CDC's national eviction moratorium until the end of this month and allocated $25 billion for rental assistance programs. But in some cities, including Houston, Texas, those moves might not have a big impact. So far, the federal order has only stopped a small fraction of cases heard in Houston courts. And without a state or local moratorium in place, Houston is second only to Phoenix and having more evictions during this pandemic than anywhere else in the country. Houston Public Media's Jen Rice reports.
Ben Abel is having a really difficult year. He lost his job in oil and gas. Then he and his partner split up and he had to move out. For now, he's couch surfing.
I got demoted from full-time to part-time, which they explicitly told me was not performance related. And I understood it was, it was what it was. The work slowed down. And then from there, it just dried up.
His ex just lost her job too. I asked how they're going to pay the $1,500 rent next month for her and their three kids.
I have no idea.
He recently joined a rally outside Houston City Hall demanding Mayor Sylvester Turner stop evictions during the COVID-19 pandemic. In Houston, the CDC moratorium has stopped only 10% of eviction cases. That's according to Jeff Reichman at the Houston-based data firm January Advisors.
The way in which the CDC moratorium is set up, the burden is really on the tenant to be able to prove a hardship. And only about 5% or fewer of tenants have legal counsel. So it's really hard to know how to take advantage of the CDC moratorium. So in that respect, it's not surprising that it didn't have a bigger impact.
It's not like this everywhere in Texas. Austin has banned almost all eviction filings since March. So the state capital's had around 700 eviction cases since the pandemic, compared to over 18,000 cases in Houston, where Mayor Turner has not passed any emergency eviction protections. When asked about a local moratorium, the mayor's office said, quote, "Turner is doing all he can," end quote. He wrote the CDC to extend its eviction moratorium and to the Texas Supreme Court asking for a 90-day suspension of eviction hearings.
That is the bare minimum.
That's Celeste Arredondo Peterson with the Texas Organizing Project.
To be clear, he's not a hero for writing a letter. We are in the middle of the largest economic downturn of most of our lives. He has real power to do much more. And it's a moral failing on his part that he has refused to do so.
A recent study from researchers at UCLA and Johns Hopkins found that Texas could have prevented around 4,500 deaths if the state court hadn't lifted its eviction moratorium back in May. So I told that to Texas Supreme Court Chief Justice Nathan Hecht.
Well, I didn't see the study that you referenced. That sounds pretty out of line.
But Hecht explained why the court hasn't suspended evictions the last 7 months.
The reason that there is not a statewide moratorium is that we continue to rely on the federal moratoria and the local jurisdictions to handle the issue.
So while local officials like Turner are pointing to the state Supreme Court to stop evictions, the Chief Justice says that's not the job of the High Court.
We've naturally just viewed evictions more from a how is it affecting the justice system perspective. We have not consulted with health officials. I think we would see that as more the executive branch's responsibility.
Instead, the court created an eviction diversion program, basically a rent relief fund that will pay up to 6 months of back rent to landlords. But Donna Carney, an eviction attorney with Lone Star Legal Aid, says it's a catch-22. Renters can only get help if their landlord has filed the eviction lawsuit, which landlords aren't supposed to do if the renter is protected under the CDC order.
To require litigation filing and then to call that a diversion program is a farce. That's not a diversion program. That's an invitation to litigation program.
In another effort to prevent evictions, some local governments around the U.S. are guaranteeing legal representation for renters in eviction court. In December, responding to the pandemic, Baltimore became the 7th city in the country to do so. In Houston, county leaders have talked about funding a program to boost those numbers, but
because of recommendations that the Housing Stability Task Force has yet to provide, not a single penny that I'm aware of has gone towards funding to legal representation.
The county reports that less than 60% of the county's $40 million of rent relief has been claimed so far. most of the money has required landlord participation, or else a renter can't get the help. For Here and Now, I'm Jen Rice.